This week in Parashas Mishpatim, we have, towards the end of the Parsha, the Torah speaks about the Dayonim and says that how do you pasken a halacha by a Dayan? Bezdin sit down and they have to decide on a certain matter. How do you decide? Well, the din is that you go achir rabim lanters, you go based on the roif, based on majority. And here, the Gemara, when the Gemara speaks it, the Gemara Chulin, the Gemara Sanhedrin, how do we learn part of the limud that you learn the concept of roiv comes from the idea that you go after majority is based on the fact that basically you go based on majority of opinions. The Mordechai here has an interesting question. We have a concept called kavua. What is kavua? So, let's take the classic case of roiv. Person goes to a city, and there's 9 stores that sell basar kshera, 9 stores sell a kashrutik basar, and there's 1 store that sells trei basar. And he finds a piece of meat in the middle of the street. And he doesn't know where the piece of meat came from. Did it come in from the 9 stores that are selling kosher, or from the 1 store that's selling treif? So you go based on majority, basar the roiv, go after the roiv, chanuyos, most stores are selling basar kosher, therefore this means you assume it's kosher. But if he did not find the meat in the middle of the street, the meat was in a store, and he went into the store and he bought the meat, and then he forgot, where did I go, where did I buy the store, which store did I buy the meat from? Did I buy the store, did I buy the meat in one of the 9 stores that sell kosher dig meat? Or I bought the meat in the store that sells treif meat. Do you say roiv or not? So here comes the idea called kavua. It's a special gzeras hakasof. So the only time you say roiv, you go based on the majority, is only when something is lost. It's outside of its territory. You find the piece of meat. Where did it come from? Where do I associate it to? To associate to the 9 or to the 1, I say you go after the majority. But if you went into the store and you took in the store a piece of meat, and then you tell them, 1 second, where does this meat come from? Is it coming from the 9 or from the 1? You don't say anymore roiv, and you look at it as 50-50. So even though 9 stores sell basar kosher, and 1 store says basar nevela, you take a piece of meat, you say it's a 50-50 chance, and therefore it's basar. That's what it is. That's the idea of kavua, and the Gemara learns it more in Sanhedrin, from the idea when a person, there's a pasuk that Pradlet Zoik Evan Lagoy, a person is throwing a stone into a group of people. Now it's to the opposite, to Kula. You have 10 people in the group, and he throws a stone, and 9 of the people are Jews, which is Chayim Misa on them. And 1 person is a Kanani, which you're not Chayim Misa on. But if they're not moving, so it's considered to be kavua, they're stationary in 1 place, they're in their location, in their territory, then you look at it not as 9 and 1, but you look at it as 5 and 5, and 5 and 5, you have a suffix, did he really intend to kill a Jew, and therefore, he is potter for misa, or ghost. So that's the idea of kavua. Asks the Mordechai, says the Mordechai, the Rishon, the Mordechai, he says, if so, what shot in Dayanim? The Dayanim are also kavua. You're going into Beis Din. You're not finding a Dayan walking in the street, and then you're trying to figure out what is he saying. But you're going into Beis Din, and in front of you, you have a majority of Dayanim that's saying 1 thing, a minority that says something else. You say, now you have to figure out what is the halacha based on this Beis Din. And so I go basar the roif. I'm going after the majority. Why? It's kavua. You're going into Beis Din. It's kavua. And if it's kavua, you consider it to be 50-50. That's a question of the Mordechai. Now, the classic answer to this question is the answer that Chulin Vassar writes in a few places. He says, I'll tell you why. By Dayanim, you're not going based on majority. You're going based on everybody. The Torah just told you, really, Reb Chaim says a similar idea. But the way Reb Chaim says, when I have I go to Beis Din, and there's 23 Dayanim in Beis Din. And I have 20 that say Tahar, and 3 that say Tameh. Do I look at it that there's 20 there in the say Tahar? Or I look at the Beis Din of 23 say Tahar? So even though when you have a discussion, you have 20 against 3, but at the end of the day, the Psak Halacha is 23. I just have to determine, based on the majority, I say what the entire Beis Din said. So it's not really a Roiv and Miut. It's not a really majority and minority. It's really the entire Beis Din say one thing, just how do I determine where they are? It's based on my majority. That's what the Rechon of Aswan says, the Reb Chaim, that I want to say a similar idea. Meaning?
Meaning,
when you're not looking, for example, the Torah says you need to have the nefashos. You have to have 23, right? But you say, one second, only 17 said to kill the person.
Wait, that's the size of the Beis
Din. Oh, so the way he looks at it is not the size of the Beis Din, it's the size of the decision. The decision is based on discussion. But after the discussion was mukhra, after we distilled it, you know, let's say in a very simple way. The minority of the dayanim that disagree with this verdict will be mevatel daiso. They will say, you know what? The majority says different, so I'm agreeing.
So it's unanimous.
So unanimous, basically. At the end of the day, it's unanimous. That's what Rav Chanan learns.
I didn't learn from
there. Oh, that's a big question. I didn't learn from there. So really, it comes out, according to what Rav Chaim says, that there's two stages. There's one stage, you're figuring out what is the Torah Shita. And then, what's the Psak Halacha? So really, basically, the question of the Morta stays. How do you know what the Shita is? You always have to get to some right. That's really the question. So that's where the problem comes from. So the Morta really has the problem. He says, how do you go based on Roy Vahayetz Kavua? If it's kavua, it's in the place. So how do you pass it? That's what he says. So the Morta has one answer at the beginning, which really relates to the Zavchon of Aslan. We'll leave that. But then the Morta says in his end of the that piece, he says in one sentence, because you know what's a pshat? Because I don't care. I'm not coming to determine who. What is the dayan? What is kavua over here? Who's sitting in his place? The judges are sitting in the place. I'm not coming to figure out who. I'm not looking for the judge. I'm looking for the judge's opinion for what he's saying. His opinion is not sitting in Beis Din. His opinion is coming out of his mouth. It's his deyo. It's out there in the air somewhere. It's coming out of his mouth. He is kavua. But these words that are coming out from the mouth is like the piece of meat that you find in the middle of the street. The piece of meat is out of the street. There's a store. And out of the store comes a piece of meat. So there's a dayan. The dayan, you want to know what his opinion is. His deyo is kavua. Yeah, you're going to be the 23. You have 23 dais sitting on the chair. You have 23 people that have dais. But what is the dais? There's something which is moved. So says of the Mordecha, it's a Gevaldik and Lom Deshesvara. Says that really the idea of Kavua, the idea that when you don't say, you don't go after a majority, when it's in its place, it's only when we speak about items. The piece of meat, if it's in the store, it's an item. But if I'm going to talk about, what is derived from this person, that's right, you're not sitting there. Even though the person who's holding the day is sitting in one place, the other things are moving. Well, if they're moving, you go after the majority. And here comes a big nefkamin
alohu. We said if it become unanimous, then...
Yeah, that's the other answer. Rocha doesn't agree with that answer. You don't go unanimous. Therefore, he has to get to the other answer. And here comes a big nefkamin alohu, I think. When Ritzik Rubin was here in town, so he wanted to say the following shiloh. Based on what we're learning with the Mordecha, maybe you can argue with what Rav Reuben said. Maybe. Just the people about. He said the following thing. A person sits in Eretz Yisrael. He said there was it's a classic shiloh that happens. You know, the kids are giving birth in the daughter of somebody who's living in Eretz Yisrael is giving birth in America. Now, on Shabbos. Now, in Eretz Yisrael is already more to Shabbos. And Chutzart, it's still Shabbos. But they want to find out how was the Leda. Did it go well or not? So if there's a Goy that calls them up on Shabbos, place can hold, it's not a problem, the Goy can call them up from America, even though in America it's still Shabbos, and call them up, there it's, 8 o'clock at night, call and say everything is okay. But there's no Goy to call them. So what they're doing is, they say, you know what? We'll call the hospital. And whatever it's called, the nurse, the receptionist, they answer the call, say, well, who are you? I'm the grandparents. And I want to find out how was the birth of my granddaughter, my grandson, whatever, they don't know. How did it go? So you want to call up the hospital in America, let's even call it in New York, just for case of argument, and he wants to ask, the grandfather wants to call and ask how did it go in doing Shabbos. Can he do that or not? L'chura, why not? You're calling America, you're calling a guy, the guy will answer. Says Reuben, what are you calling? You're calling the hospital. So you, so to speak, are going into the hospital to call. Right? I mean, you're going through a phone, you're going to the hospital, and you're picking here a person who's going to answer the phone. You're not sure if this person who's sitting now in the hospital, is it a Jew or a goy? They say, yeah, but you go past the majority. Go past the wife. And the wife of, even in New York, the wife is going. Nayidin. Okay. But the problem is, she's sitting in the hospital. She's in her location. She's not out of a location. You're going to her. You're going to her place. It's like going to the store that sells the piece of meat. I'm going into the store. I'm going into the hospital. So really, it's a 50-50 chance. Because it becomes kavua, it becomes stationary where it is. It's a 50-50 chance. You don't know. You're saying, yeah, but Jews are only 2% of the population. Doesn't matter. Even 2% becomes kavua 50-50. How can you call? Maybe the lady who's answering is a Jew. And you can't assume it's a goy because it's a majority, because it's kavua. That's what Reuben said. You have a problem with kavua. I want to say that maybe based on this mordechai, you can argue. And say the following. I'm not determining right now if this person who's answering the phone is a Jew or a goy. I could care less if a Jew or a goy. Just Dugum Baalim, just to point this out. When do I care if it's a Jew or a goy? You find a baby in the middle of the street. Right? That's the case of the Gemara and Kiddushin. You find a Sufi. You find a baby. You don't know the baby is a Jew or a goy. What do? Is Mechuyev and the Tzivuim of Yisrael, not Mechuyev. What do you do there? So there I want to determine, is this baby a Jew or a goy? So now I have to figure out the Dine Roy the Kavua. But here, I don't care about the person answering the phone if it's a Jew or a goy. Yeah, I mean, unless he has a shiva about a Jew, but he wants to bring it, if he's a Jew, to bring it back. But except that right now, I don't care what it is. What do I care? I want to hear the opinion. I want to hear what she has to say. And the question is, if what she's saying is the words of a Jew or word of a goy, that's what I really am determining. Similar to what the Mordechai says about a Beis Din. By the Beis Din, I'm not going and asking, I don't know who the Dayan is. I want to see what the Dayan says. Says the Mordechai, that's not kavua. Also here, I don't care who the nurse is. I care what the nurse says. The question is the nurse giving me information on Shabbos? Is she doing her maises, maises Shabbos? Her dibur is dibur in Shabbos. Is she doing anything? Is she producing anything of Shabbos? Well, there you're not talking more of kavua. I care about her peulus, of her maisim, of her actions, of her dibur. Maybe then one could argue that will not be kavua anymore, and therefore maybe one could go and do it. Just by the way, similar Shiloh, it's a little different. A little different we could argue, but it's something to think about. It was here a shir a few weeks ago regarding Hilchos Ribis. And the Shiloh was the following. You have a blind fund, call it. You have a pension fund who wants to lend you money in Ribis. Now the question is this money belong to, you know you're allowed to borrow money from a goy, beribis, with interest, but you can't borrow money from a Jew with interest. So now you want to go and borrow money from this, call it blind fund, that you don't know who the owners are. And you want to borrow money. And you want to say, why? How can you borrow money? Well, let's go bust the roif. And the majority of people are going, so probably this fund's going. So someone brought up the idea, maybe also they have a problem with kavua. Why kavua? Because you're going to the fund and taking money from the fund. So here's something to think about. If the money would be sitting in a vault in the fund, I mean, it would be a room. In the room, you have the money. And let's say, in the olden days, you would go in, and you literally would go to the vault, and you would ask it to open the vault and give you the money. So maybe there you could say, this money is kavua. I don't know. Some of the money is yidin. Some of the money is not. It's 50-50 chance. I don't know what it is. But that's not the case over here. You're not taking money from the vault. The ownership is there. The money is somewhere in the world. It's going all around. The value of the money. So one maybe could argue and say the similar story. The people are kavua, not the money that I'm borrowing from them. Similar to the words that I wanted to get from the goy on Shabbos, similar to the idea of the mordechai, the words that are coming out of a dayan is not kavua. Maybe one could say that, and if so, we'll be enough community la'alocho that for a yid to call up a hospital on Shabbos, or maybe even for a yid to borrow money from a blind fund, you won't have an issue of kavua, and you could go and say that the majority of people are going, therefore it's mutter. Something to think about.